Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you, and I appreciate you for listening. What a week I've had, and that's what this show is about, Reality Spirituality, for my new listeners. Reality Spirituality is about our everyday life experiences, every moment in every day, everything that happens to us, everything that we do, everything that we say, our thoughts, the combination of all of it, is what this show is about. Reality, spirituality. And today's topic is acceptance. Actually, this is part two of acceptance. And before we get into today's topic, I have to share with you what has been going on with me and with this show. First of all, the show has grown, and now we have Reality Spirituality Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I say Saturday morning, Sunday morning, because it's 7 a.m. Pacific time. I'm in California, 7 a.m. Pacific time. So both of the shows are on at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And Saturday and Sunday. Now, our Saturday shows are going to be with guests, with people that share the same thoughts, not the same thoughts, but the same mindset, the same purpose. We, all of us together, that are going to be on the Saturday shows, all we want to do is uplift and inspire and possibly change different perspectives. Because when your perspective changes, your life changes. So yesterday was my first Saturday show with Lisa Travis, and she was an excellent, excellent guest. And then next week we have Dr. Susan Schmarsky, I don't remember the last name. She's going to be on the guest, and we have a series of guests every Saturday going all the way up to the end of August. The Sunday show, which you've been listening to forever, is with me. And what I would like to do is I would like to invite my listeners to call in and ask me a question about what is going on with you in your life. Are you challenged in any way? Regardless, the topic, there is no topic off limits. We can talk about your relationships. We can talk about your situations. We can talk about your health. We can talk about your goals. We can talk about your life. Whatever you want to talk about, and I am here for you, and I am here to assist in maybe, not maybe, I don't use the words maybe, assist in guiding or sharing with you what I've discovered. Because you know what, we are more alike than we are different. I don't care if you live in China, you live in Russia, you live in the United States, you live in Canada, you live in Mexico, we all are going through the same type of situations, relationship problems, money problems, health problems, depression, whatever it is. So the Sunday shows are going to be for you, my dear listener. And with that said, I want to give you the call-in number, which is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Now, if I don't have any calls on Sunday, because sometimes people are a little shy to call in, then you're going to be listening to me yakety-yak for the whole 45 minutes. Now, I can do that, as you well know, but I would like to extend it, and you don't have to give your correct name. You can call in anonymously, and I'm also going to open up a chat room every Sunday and Saturday, so you'll be able to chat with me, and if you're listening on Saturday, chat with me and the guest, and or you'll be able to answer your chat, and I will answer your questions via the chat if you don't want to call in. So that's the new and the latest with Reality Spirituality. My website, oh my gosh, it has been revamped. You know, it's interesting how that's what this life is about. The life isn't about coming up with an idea and then you're stuck with it. No, life is all about evolving and growing. And when I first, in fact, this was last year when I first had a website, and I've been doing this Reality Spirituality show for almost 2 years, so it wasn't time for my website. But now the website has been revamped, and it's continuing to be revamped. And so I'd like to welcome you to go to the website also, which is www.RebeccaNorrington.com. Let's get back to the show. Reality Spirituality is a term that I use to describe our everyday life experiences, like I said earlier. But what I really, but it even goes deeper than that. And let me just, for my new listeners, just do a little review. You know, we all of us, I don't care what religion, I don't care what your beliefs are, we are all made of energy. Everything is energy. Everything is made up of energy. And so you, me, the lamppost, the automobiles, the flowers, the trees, the everything, planets, all are energy. And so with this energy, every single thing that is energy, which is, you know, I keep saying it over and over again, but I cannot overstate this. You can measure energy by its vibration. There are a lot of different ways to measure energy, but one way is to measure by its vibration. And we are vibrating beings. We vibrate at a certain level or frequency or however you want. We are vibrating, and you vibrate, my dear listener, you vibrate at a different levels throughout the day. What this show is about is focusing on that vibration, because you know, you can feel it when you're sad or you're angry or you're irritated, or you can feel the difference. You can feel the difference as if you were happy, skipping, laughing, joking. It's a different feeling. And so that means you're vibrating at a different level. I can't think of a better word, but let's just say level. Now, all of the levels that you're vibrating at, I want you to accept all of these levels. I want you to accept the level of when you're sad. I want you to accept the level when you're mad. All of it, because all of it is our experience. All of it is this human experience. And in the past, this is how this show evolves. In the past, I have said that, you know, you don't want to vibrate in being sad. You don't want, why would you want to vibrate if you're mad? But this is the thing. No longer am I going to say we don't want to vibrate at a certain level. We don't want to vibrate when we don't want to have that vibration of being mad. Because what I've learned, especially in the last month, visiting my mother twice, once going to Las Vegas and then once her coming here to my home for 4 days, embracing every vibration and embracing all of it is very important, and I'll tell you why. One of the big keys to being happy, that, and when I say happy, you know I'm talking about an internal happiness, an internal contentment. One of the keys, actually, you know what? This is the biggest key. This is the biggest discovery, the largest part of being happy. The largest, I'm trying to think of a really, really, really good word, and it's not coming. Is to not resist any of it. No resisting of any moment. No resisting of anything that happens. And when I say resisting, resisting is the opposite of accepting. Which brings me today's topic. Brings me to today's topic, which is acceptance. Acceptance of everything, including your personal vibration, including the moments, including all of the shit that maybe we don't like. This show has evolved, and I have evolved into embracing even the stuff I don't like, quote unquote like. And that has changed my life. If you were an early listener, if you were listening to the show months ago, I would say you don't want to vibrate when you're mad. It's true when you're vibrating and you're angry or mad, you will begin to attract the same, but whatever you're vibrating, that's what you're going to attract. And with that said, it's really about being conscious. So what you're angry and so what you're irritated, but embrace it as opposed to I don't want to be angry, I don't want to be irritated, I don't want to have these negative thoughts. No. It's more of an acceptance and an embracing. And I'm looking in the chat room, and thank you so much. We do. You're right. Absolutely. When you accept and you don't resist, it is freedom. You are free. And when I say free, I'm talking about an internal freedom. It doesn't matter what's happening outside of you. It doesn't matter if you're stuck in a jail cell. All of this, if you are tuned in, connected to this internal being, and you're embracing all of it and you're loving all of it, it's freedom. Big powerful words: acceptance, freedom. And you know what else? You start relaxing. you begin to relax in all of the moments, in all of the challenging moments, in all of the stressed out moments, in all of the moments where you feel overwhelmed or you feel defeated or however, whatever label you want to put on it. And let me say this, labels. That's another thing that I have evolved into. And I let me say this, I am no person up here, listen to me, I have all the answers. No, I'm just like you. I'm evolving the same way we're all evolving. And I want to add that I have made a commitment to myself, and my number one priority is being happy, this internal happiness. And I have made a commitment, and when I make a commitment to myself, especially because I think it's so important to me, I've got how many more years to live? I don't know, 500? I'm talking about in this physical lifetime. I've got a few more years to live, and you know what? I have the ability to make a choice of how I want to live. Of course there are going to be struggles, constant struggles. There are struggles in my life right now. But I can go through my life resisting, paddling upstream, not embracing anything that happens that I don't want to happen, or I can sit back, hands behind my head, cross my ankles, and let the universe just take over. It's a total surrender. It's a surrendering to what is. And when you surrender, your life changes in an instant. In an instant. Now, with the surrendering, of course, there's another component. And that component is trusting. Trusting that the universe got your back. And you know that. You do know that. You have had examples of it. You have had evidence of it. That whatever has happened to you, I'm talking about whatever has happened, whatever has happened, you see what I can't do two things at once. I'm reading in the chat room and then I'm still talking. So that's why the pause. I'll get to your question, which is a great question. Whatever happens to you, you'll know that you have the power to get through anything. And, you know, this life is about a wave, up, down, up, down, up, down. And, you know, the highs or I don't even want to say the lows, the more challenging, you will get through all of it. Let's see, what is the difference between surrender and acceptance? Love it. What a great question. Surrendering is, basically, giving up the steering wheel. I want to write a book. I actually am writing. I want to write a book. I have the goal. Whatever your goal is, I have a goal to fill in the blank. What if your goals and the universe's, what if your plan and the universe's plan is different? What if your plan and the universe's plan is different? Which plan do you think is going to win? This radio show, I've had this concept with this radio show for Jesus, at least 10 years. I've only had this show for 2 years. I've only started the show 2 years. You know why? Because 10 years ago, it wasn't time. So surrendering means, in reality, giving up of all the things you want to do. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy. I'm not talking about just not doing anything. What I'm talking about is there's a difference between doing and being inspired to do. Let's make it a little bit easier. I'm hoping I'm answering the question. Let's say we want $1 million. And so we're going to start our own business. We're going to work until we achieve $1 million. We're working hard. We're breaking our backs. We're doing everything we can. And so, but it's not happening. We're only making $50,000. And I'm using these as examples because what if what you want and what the universe wants is different? So surrendering is totally relaxing and actually giving up the reins, giving up the steering wheel, giving up the giving up to whatever the universe has planned for you. This is the most powerful example of surrendering. Jesus, now when I use the word Jesus was a man who had the same problem. And Jesus' problem was he didn't want to die. He didn't want to be nailed to the cross. He sat in that Garden of Gethsemane for hours. Hey, can you take this cup away? Why do I have to die? He didn't want to. He wanted to live. Let me tell you, I would have wanted to live too. I didn't want to be tortured. But Jesus, and this is only as an example. I'm not preaching Jesus because, as far as I'm concerned, honestly, we're all walking around here Jesuses. I know I am, and so he said, you know what? At the end, your will be done. Same thing. Universes will be done. And let me add this. Do you know that that the universe's plan for you is bigger and better than any plan you could have for yourself? That's just my opinion. The universe has this strategic way of setting shit up, and a lot better than my little measly plans. And look at what happened to Jesus. Died, nailed to the cross. I don't know about you, but everybody knows him. Everybody knows his name. I'm talking about this bigger plan. So that's surrendering. Now, acceptance. Hopefully I answered that question. Now, acceptance. Acceptance is accept the fact that it's not your plan. But let's talk about something even more personal, our everyday lives. If you've been listening, you know, last week I had my mother here visiting, and, you know, she disinherited me. Oh, by the way, I am still disinherited. So she was visiting for 4 days, and all I had to do was accept that woman. Now, let me say this. Don't tell her. I don't think she's listening. when I started the radio show last week Sunday, on Mother's Day, she was in the studio with me, and her cell phone started ringing right at the beginning of the show. Listen, she's an 85-year-old sweet little woman. You know, listen. And so her cell phone's ringing, and it throws me off. If you listened to the show last week, it threw me off. I was like, what the hell is going on? Why is this phone ringing? I'm trying to do a radio show. Bah! And she walks over, gets her phone, picks up the phone, and starts talking. I don't even know if you could hear this on air. She starts talking on the phone. in the middle of the in the beginning of the show. She's yakety yakking while in the same room. Now, I have to say, that's hard to accept. And I shot her a look. I'm like, what the hell are you doing, lady? And she started talking, and she but this she's so cute. She started whispering. She's in the studio, and she started whispering on the phone. And I just had to turn around and give the hand motion. No, not the middle finger, but give the hand motion and shoo her out. Like, you know, come back when you're off the phone. Acceptance is, let's talk about our everyday life. Acceptance is our accepting of others. If I want peace, if I want to be happy, which is that's my number one priority, that's my number one commitment, and if that's your number one commitment, you actually are compelled to change your behaviors if number one is being happy and peaceful. Accepting individuals, accepting mothers, accepting boyfriends, husbands, coworkers, cashiers, slow cashiers, drivers, you know, on the freeway, regardless of what they do and regardless of what they say. That's a killer. Regardless of what somebody does and regardless of what someone says. Another good question. When you accept, when you learn to accept, you can even imagine you're just flowing through this life, accepting it all, accepting the moment, accepting others, accepting. And when you accept, you're not resisting and you're not struggling. You can feel the difference. You can feel the difference. Oh, what a great question. Let's see. Where does free will and choice play into acceptance and surrender? Aloha. You know what? I love you. I don't know who you are, but I love these questions. And this is a perfect question. Where does free will and choice play into acceptance and surrender? There you go. You have a choice to surrender. You have free will to surrender. This whole life is about choices. You have a choice to accept others or not. And that's where free will comes in. When you choose to surrender, and my hand is up, my right hand is up because I'm testifying right now. When you choose to surrender, your life will be easier. You will be happier. You will have more peace and harmony. That's your choice. When you choose to accept, your life will be easier. Your life will be happier. I don't know about you, but I got sick and tired of feeling irritated. I went through most of my life being irritated at people, at circumstances, at life in general, situations, irritated. And you know what? I got tired of feeling irritated. Being irritated does not feel good to me anymore. It just doesn't. So you have a choice to accept and you have a choice to surrender. That's the question. Now where does free will? Yep. So did I answer your question? I'm gonna type in just great questions only because I love it. Great questions. And you know what? That's what the show is about. Live circumstances. And you know what? I would like you, if you would like to. Type in if you're having any kind of issue that you want to discuss or ask me a question. But anyway, back to accepting. My dear sweet mother, and let me say this. It's not even about my mother. It's about anybody in my life. Anybody in my life, and accordingly, anyone in your life, too. The universe, God, whatever term you want to use, God, the universe, Buddha, whatever term, accepts us all. Total acceptance. No matter what we do, no matter what we don't do, we get total acceptance from the universe. Have you ever heard the universe saying, you know what, you need to lose weight. You know what, you need to get another job. You know what, you should. No. The universe accepts all of us, from the Pope to the serial killer. Now, I'm talking about a universal acceptance. And my goal, one of my things, is to be, as when the time that I have left, is to be as much like the universe as possible. As much like the universe as possible. As humanly possible. When we practice self-immersion into ourselves, then does acceptance become more transparent. What? When we practice self-immersion into ourselves, then does acceptance become more transparent? Self-immersion into ourselves is acceptance. I don't really understand that question. Practice self, you know, I'm going to try to answer. When we practice self-immersion, which basically I'm thinking you mean getting into self and having more of a being living, you know what, getting into self-immersion is just being more conscious. It's just living more consciously as opposed to living unconsciously, as opposed to living habitually, as opposed to doing the same behaviors that you did last week, last year, last 6 months. Accepting my mother, I had to develop different behaviors. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you about this jewel, this treasure of acceptance. When you begin to accept others, when you begin to really embrace others and you let them say, let them be, let them do whatever they want to do, whatever they want to say, people will start flocking to you like you're a magnet. Think about it. Have you ever been around someone that likes everything that you do, that loves everything that you do, that loves everything that you said, that just, wow, you're the greatest? I mean, everything. It's like moths being drawn to a flame. When you open your arms and you accept, and actually accept, there's another term, also love others, you're going to be one of the most popular person on the planet, because no one, I don't know about you, but look around. There's not too much accepting going on this planet. And with that, there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, there's not too much accepting. There's always everybody's got an opinion about somebody else and what they should be doing. Oh, I have another question. State of being deeply engaged or involved. Self-immersion, state of being deeply engaged. Well, you know what? This is exactly what I'm saying. When you say self-immersion, I'm talking about being conscious, staying conscious, living consciously. And it is all about being in tune with you. Because when you are in tune with you, and when you are living, and when you're living consciously as opposed to, and making choices, conscious choices, I'll give you an example. I don't know why my mom just keeps popping up, because I guess she just does. She's the perfect. She's taught me so many things about myself. We were talking on the phone a couple of days ago, and she said something. I'm going to use the word critical, and it's interesting because listen, it's not personal. It's just listen. Some of us are just critical, and that's who she is, and I've accepted, and it's no big deal. I don't take it personally anymore. But when I got off the phone, I wanted to add. I was like, why would she say that to me? Doesn't she know that I've been criticized all my life? Why would she? And I actually wanted to call her back and ask her that question. Mom, why would you be so critical? And I sat there. I sat and I thought about it. I even came up with how I was going to say it. Sweetly, nicely, kindly. Can you tell someone that you're being critical in a loving way? Well, yeah, you can. But this is it. This is the key. What would I be creating? What am I creating? In any moment, in every moment of your life, my dear listener, we are creating our moments. If I had called my mother back and said, oh, why, you know, in the most loving way, Mom, I wish, you know, gee, to being critical. I've been criticized. Can you? I don't know. That's not even loving. That's more whining. In a loving way, what would I be creating? I'm not creating what I want. I'm not creating a happy, internal, peacefully, internal, harmonious environment. What would I be creating? So before you say, you say or do anything, especially when someone else is involved, you ask yourself the simple question, what will I be creating? What am I creating? Are you creating more drama, or are you creating more peace? It's just as simple as that. Me calling my mother back would be creating more drama. And so that's what the free will making a choice is all about. And let me say this, my dear listener. This did not happen for me overnight. Years and years. And years, I had to experience a lot of unhappiness. I had to experience a lot of roller coasters. I had to experience a lot of drama. I had to experience a lot of irritation. Oh, and boy, did I love to get angry. I had to experience a lot of anger. I had to experience a lot of blowing my stack of having a temper. I had to experience a lot of my way or the highway. I had to experience a lot of I'll get you for that, a lot of revenge. I mean, come on. I experienced all of it. And I just got tired of experiencing all of that. I don't know why I'm yelling at you, my dear listener. Sorry for yelling. Very passionate. I just got tired of it. Okay, this is another great question. I love you. Is acceptance as a true outcome or a false outcome? Is acceptance as a true outcome or a false outcome? I don't know if I am interpreting this correctly. True outcome, false outcome. There are no false outcomes. Every outcome, everything that happens, it's not false. Everything that happens is exactly in order. You know, I go back to the, is it your plan or the universe's plan? There is no false outcome. Don't think, there are no mistakes in this universe. There are absolutely no mistakes. So, oh, you have another question. There are no mistakes. I don't care what happens. There's no mistake in me being disinherited. There's no mistake in health issues. Everything that happens, this is my opinion. This is my opinion. But everything that happens, happens for my betterment. Everything that happens, okay, like accepting your mother being critical is true or false as it is her opinion. Oh, yes. It is definitely her opinion, and it is definitely her perspective, and it is definitely her way of looking at it, and in no way would I try to change that. No way. Now, listen, a year ago, 2 years ago, I would put my two cents in a minute. I'm reading again, like accepting your mother being critical as true or false, it is as it is her opinion. Yes, acceptance is like reacting or responding. Acceptance is no reaction. Acceptance is no reaction. Zero. No reaction, no energy shift. No energy shift. You know, you can listen to someone. Let's just talk about, you know, like, and this is something that everyone, and their politics are different than yours. Now, usually, the politics are different. You don't agree. You know, we state our own opinion. But this is about listening and having no opinion about her opinion. Acceptance is reacting and responding. You're absolutely right. Acceptance is like reacting or responding, and there is no responding and no reacting when you accept someone. Zero. None. And this is the killer. You can't even change your energy. You know, sometimes we're really good at being quiet and letting people, you know, voice their opinions and we don't agree. But there's an energy about us like, Jesus, they sure are. What a jerk. These people don't even know what they're talking about. Ugh, gee, you know, there is that energy. Even if it's in your head, you're still emitting that energy. You're still responding that way. So no response, no reaction is total acceptance. Yes, yes, yes. The wisdom of acceptance is stillness. The wisdom of acceptance is stillness and peace and harmony and love. Yes. And wholeness. Yes. 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 Oh my gosh. I only have 1 minute left of the show. Ah! I love your comments. Thank you so much. You're right. Except yes, unity. Wholeness and unity. Now that's a perfect, perfect topic. Unity is we are, all of us, there is no separation. We are all the same. Oh my goodness, we only have 90 more seconds left. Well, that's all we have left in today's show. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Thank you for your questions, Aloha. Thank you. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And if you feel like getting information on the coaching programs I offer, you can visit my website at www.RebeccaNorrington.com. And you can just go to the private sessions tab. Also, until next time, remember, one of your greatest gifts from the universe is your ability to choose. In any given situation, in any circumstance, or in any relationship, you and you alone have free will to choose how you want to react. And with your reaction, you have how you want to feel. Now that you know how powerful you really are, you can begin choosing. How are you going to spend these last moments not these last moments, but how are you going to spend the moments of your life? Thank you so much for listening to Reality Spirituality. This is Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Have a great week. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real.
Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby. Good night.